Hi, I'm John Gormley. Sound advice comes in many forms, and when you're looking for a connected guy whose approach to financial and retirement planning, investment management, and income creation is a lot like yours, careful, planned, and always taking the right factors into account, you should meet Scott Bjornson of Living Sky Financial with IA Private Wealth. His mission is to provide a range of dependable services to hardworking people like you.
If you've come looking for investment management advice, income creation, and asset protection strategies under the guidance of some exceptional experience, man, have I got a half hour for you, everyone. It's Greg Morgan. Talk to the experts. Joining me now is Scott Bjornson, Senior Investment Advisor with Living Sky Financial. How is that for an opening, Scott? Can you live up to the billing?
Oh, I hope so. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Nice to have you back. I'm well, thank you. It's an industry you know all too well, Scott. You have offices in both Saskatoon and Regina, don't you?
I do. And after 30 years of doing this, I think I have a bit of experience behind me. So
I think you do too. Yeah. Well, look, hey, I'm not going to question your credentials because you have all that experience. I do want to talk about tax season. It's coming to a close, the 2021 season. It's really a time to reflect and get to work early, start planning for the current tax year. How do you go looking for the answers from your clients on what they need to accomplish first?
I think the biggest thing for people is to actually sort of review their situation after they've completed their income taxes, because everybody's in a little different situation, whether they're still working, whether they're retired. The other side is do you have to pay for last year? And is there ways, of course, now we can look at it early to reduce, you know, taxes for next year, and or if you have a refund, the other side of it is you know, what's the best options for that refund?
Well, pay bills, right?
You know, and actually a lot of times that is. It's part and parcel of the planning is that maybe some can go into a tax-free savings account for long-term, and maybe some should be used to reduce long-term debt. You know, even though interest rates are relatively low on mortgages, long-term debt, it still adds up to quite a cost.
Certainly does. But you have to look not only at your retirement, but we want to cover education savings, any goals you have, like maybe it's a new home purchase, right?
Absolutely. I mean, now is a great time if for a younger couple or individual looking at a home purchase. I mean, does it make sense to start accumulating some additional monies inside an RSP for, you know, use of the federal government's RSP home buyer plan, which can allow a person up to $35,000 worth of withdrawal tax deferred? I mean, it comes out tax free initially, but you have to pay it back over 15 years. But that can be an advantageous, you know, thing to look at because it can give a person a tax deduction as long as the funds are in the plan for over 90 days. You know, somebody could get a tax deduction and get a good refund based on an RSP contribution, which could further, you know, give them additional monies for a down payment.
You talk a good game, Scott. There's no doubt about it. You know your stuff here, but it's all very intimidating. There are a lot of young couples listening this morning that might think, man, I don't even know where to start. So how can you alleviate their fears of dipping into services from a guy like yourself?
Well, the biggest thing is actually to take advantage of it and, you know, do some planning. I mean, there's no cost to sit down with somebody who does what we do. I mean, we're not, you know, we don't do fee for service. If a person does business with us, we're going to keep it very, very, you know, well, no more expensive to deal with us than it is to deal with the bank. But I mean, you'll also get, you know, dedicated professional advice specific to your situation. And we'll look at things, I think, a little bit differently because, of course, we're not, you know, debt driven. I mean, we're investment driven, but I'm also a very, very big fan of, you know, paying off debt. I don't like debt.
Yeah.
So debt reduction is obviously a big part of the planning, but key is to plan. I mean, I think, you know, people really just don't invest enough time in it. And I mean, if they invest a few hours and actually look at their situation or get an outside look at their situation, you know, from a secondhand perspective, it often will start to, you know, open their eyes to options they have because of things they haven't thought about or, you know, often they've talked to others and people may not be as well versed and may say, oh, well, RSPs don't make sense. Well, you know, for some people, they do not. But for a lot of people, they do. And, you know, we have a lack of, you know, additional pension plans available for people these days. I mean, many people also tend to move around from, you know, job to job a lot more. But planning is critical. And anytime there's a major change in your life, you know, I mean, whether it's, you know, having children, whether it's, you know, marriage, whether it's, you know, purchasing your first home, obviously the big, big, big one is retirement. But those types of changes in your life, I mean, really, really should spur a person on to sit down and get some professional advice.
Is it ever too late to get that advice, though, Scott?
Never.
Never?
Never. I mean, you know, I mean, a lot of people think that way. I mean, I have a lot of people who are, you know, coming into retirement or planning to retire right away, and they're like, oh, we're probably here too late. And I said, well, it's never too late to plan, you know, to have your eyes, you know, wide open when you go into retirement. I mean, whether good or bad, I mean, you know, you have to be honest about that. Is sometimes people may have an unrealistic expectation. I mean, we're not afraid to say that, you know, this may be unrealistic. You may have to work a little bit longer. But, you know, and or, you know, maybe you have to retire due to, you know, health or helping parents, you know, caregiving, et cetera. And then, well, can we do this? Can we, you know, manage you through it and work with that person individually with this situation?
What sort of groundwork would you tell me to do before I actually took the step to sit down with you? What kind of groundwork should I be doing now?
Actually, well, again, because it's tax season, it's perfect time. I mean, we like to actually have a look at your last year's person's last year's tax returns. You know, we like to know what their, you know, CPP contribution levels have been up to this point. You know, sometimes if you're too young, CPP estimates may not be realistic. But if you're more mature, then a CPP estimate, if you haven't drawn it yet, is critically important. Knowing your, you know, TFSA room, knowing your RSP contribution room, you know, and your work pension. I mean, having the details on it is critical, or work, you know, contributions, whatever you're making through work, because we can often, you know, show people how it actually works, you know, educate them on it because we're familiar with the different types of plans.
It's excellent advice, and you really should hit up Scott's website here. I give you livingskyfinancial.ca has a lot of tools and links to a ton of opportunities there when it comes to financial planning. And the tax season itself, has much changed? Is there a lot of, I don't want to call them loopholes, but maybe I will just for discussion's sake. Is there anything in the tax season here that is new that that people are hitting a road bump and thought, oh, I didn't know that you're making them aware of?
I don't think there was a lot of changes this year. I mean, things were pretty consistent. I think people will notice the big difference will be that the climate credit is no longer a refundable tax credit. It's now going to be payable quarterly with their GST. That actually gave a lot of people who would otherwise maybe not have a refund in past years. And this year, of course, now it's going to be paid out over time. So that will be one noticeable thing, I think, for a number of families. I think other sides, not big changes. But I mean, you know, again, a perfect time to review things. I mean, you know, we've got people who may be retired who, you know, are just completed their taxes, and they may not yet be drawing on their RSP investments because, of course, they're under 72 years of age. And maybe it's a perfect time to start look at maybe drawing some of that money out early. You know, is your tax situation such where, you know, at a very low tax rate, we can draw some of this money out early and potentially, you know, use it to, if you still have debt, pay it off, or alternatively, if you have TFSA room, to start catching up some of that tax-free savings account room so those monies are available to draw tax-free down the road.
Yeah, one thing I hear about you, Scott, is how when it comes to advising you, you seem to be pretty on top of a lot of the pension plans out there in Saskatchewan. Do you pride yourself on that, research and digging it up?
We do. I mean, one of the biggest things is helping people understand the different types of pension plans there are, you know, what their specific plan is to their situation with their employer, and then, you know, understanding the benefits and what that the future will provide for them, you know, trying to do a conservative estimate forward if they stay with the same employer. And I think, you know, it's really, really important. I mean, a lot of people sort of skip these statements every year and look at them and say, well, okay, well, I don't know what this means. And that's typical. I mean, you know, it's not something to do for a living. And often there's nobody to ask. So often, you know, we find ourselves, you know, filling that void.
Well, I hate to interrupt you now, Scott, but we have to stop there. As a senior investment advisor with Living Sky Financial, IA Private Wealth, in the second half, if you're prepared, buddy, I really want to get a take on what you think about what's happening in the world events. We've got war in Ukraine and markets and inflation. You prepared to give me a little State of the Union address in a few moments?
I will give it a shot.
Okay. Again, you're listening to Talk to the Expert, Senior Investment Advisor with Living Sky Financial, IA Private Wealth. Scott Bjornson is my guest. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a few.